Welcome to In the News on Chris. I'm Jeff Watts, and today I'll be reading from the AARP magazine. First article is about pickleball. Pickleball smart. Pickleball rules. More than 85% of pickleball-related injuries seen in the ER happened to folks 60 to 79. Try finding an instructor. Injury prevention begins by an instructor who can demonstrate proper warm-ups. USA Pickleball provides a national database of certified instructors and clubs you can join. Hit from the hips. Many injuries, especially of the shoulders, wrists, and elbows, happen when people rely too heavily on their arms when they return the ball. Instead, hit from the hips as much as you can, using your legs and core muscles to generate power. Get the right shoes. Running shoes are not appropriate for pickleball. You need tennis shoes, especially designed for side-to-side support that reduce the risk of falls. They're probably even more important for pickleball than they are for playing tennis itself. Always warm up. Experts recommend spending 5 to 10 minutes doing some form of aerobic exercise. Walking, jogging, and stretching the major muscle groups. Once you're on the court, warm up with some easy serves, lobs, and volleys before beginning a game. Respect recovery. Cool down after playing pickleball by walking and stretching for several minutes. Keep hydrated before, during, and after your game to reduce cramping and promote healing. Avoid over-exercising and leave time for rest between your practices. The perfect pickleball warm-up. Warm up for 10 minutes of light aerobics. Lateral lunges. Stand with your feet shoulders apart, knees slightly bent. Lift your left foot and take a long, big step to the left, keeping the knees bent. Pause, then push your hips back and lean forward as you press off the left foot and move your feet back to the starting position. Repeat on the right side. You can do some hip swings, arm and shoulder circles, core twists and stretches. Some of the most common injuries in pickleball are the back, the elbow, you got an inflamed tendon, hip, Achilles tendon. Strain or tear caused by quick and frequent twisting, turning and pivoting, as well as sudden starts and stops. The shoulder, the wrist, the knee, the ankle. Those are some of the more common injuries. Here's your ultimate back in shape plan by Matt Murphy. We asked some of America's elite fitness trainers for the top tricks they use to help their clients and themselves get motivated and stay fit. Here's what they told us. Eliminate excuses. The number one secret to getting in shape is just showing up, says Gunter Peterson, a former director of strength and endurance for the NBA's LA Lakers. Schedule each workout like a doctor's visit. Use peer pressure. Tell friends and family that you're doing this. Bribe yourself. Bet a friend that you'll stick with your workout plans. When middle-life adults were offered ongoing financial incentives to exercise, participation went up 56% and stayed there, one recent British study said. Make your workouts better. Focus on the big three. Pick one move each that works your legs, back, or chest. These three large muscle groups require more oxygen when training them, which helps you burn calories. That's really all you need. Stand when you can. By standing, when you lift weights, you'll improve your balance, plus you'll burn more calories by recruiting more secondary muscles to help you stabilize yourself. Move up after 12. Start with a weight that causes muscle fatigue after 8 to 12 reps. If you can do more than 12 on any given exercise, up the rep. That means you're not doing enough, not enough weight. Train your heart smarter. Cardiovascular exercise does more than just burn calories. It helps protect the brain and relieves chronic pain. Lift your chin for more energy. To make breathing easier, picture a balloon under your chin that you don't want to pop. Don't lean on the bars. Resting some of your weight on the support bars of a stationary equipment like a stair climber can cause you to burn calories, fewer calories. If you need it for balance, you may be using a level or a speed that's too advanced for your body. Go hard for 6. Even if your workout is gentle, try to include at least 6 minutes worth of high-intensity exercise. That's enough to boost BDNF. That's a brain protein that could help prevent age-related cognitive decline, one small study reported. Strengthen your stick-to-it muscles. Most people starting on an exercise program for the first time quit in 3 to 6 months. For a variety of reasons, including boredom and burnout. To outlast the masses, weigh yourself weekly. Your body weight can fluctuate as much as a few pounds throughout the day, leaving you confused and disappointed. To see your true progress, weigh yourself just once a week, first thing in the morning, right after you use the bathroom. Reset on the first. Your body adapts quickly, and within a few weeks, it starts recruiting fewer muscle fibers to get the job done. To keep your body guessing, switch in a new set of exercises at the beginning of each month. Sub in a sport. Swap out one workout a week for tennis, volleyball, pickleball to lower the risk of overuse injury and train your body in new ways. The big 5-0, happy birthday. Elizabeth Banks, she turned back on February 10th. In addition to playing key roles in Hunger Games and Pitch Perfect series, Banks works behind the camera with directorial credits including the 2019 Charlie's Angels and the 2023 horror comedy Cocaine Bear. She slid into acting. After suffering a broken leg playing softball, she found another activity, a school play. Life at home. Banks has 2 sons with writer Max Handelman. They work together. The married team founded Brownstone Productions. Fun and games. Friend Jason Tyler Ferguson says Banks loves to host game night parties. On TV, she hosts the ABC game show Press Your Luck. Words to live by. Lorne Michaels gave me advice. Don't do things unless you think they'll be part of the cultural conversation. Banks told the New York Times in 2022. I'm getting older and I want to stay relative and be in the conversation. Other people turning 50 plus. Rob Lowe turns 60. The 911 Lone Star actor has worked with son John Owen Lowe on several projects. Christy Brinkley and John Travolta both turn 70. Ron Howard, the director, turns 70. Diana Ross in 2023 became the first woman to win the Grammy's Lifetime Achievement Award twice. She turns 80. This is under real people. It's a dog's tale. How Scout found his people in his own words. This hound had to run away to find his forever home. The question I'm asked most often is, how'd you do it? How'd you scale 2 chain-link fences at an animal control, cross a busy highway in the middle of the night, and find your way into a nursing home a quarter mile away? And I've learned to get what you want in this life. Sometimes you got to break the rules. This is from Scout's perspective. But the biggest question is why here? What made me pick the Meadowbrook Medical Care Facility on that night back in 2017? And when I was caught and returned to the shelter, what made me escape again and go right back? And then once more the very same week? The short answer is Meadowbrook has an automatic front door and a very cozy couch in their front lobby. It felt safe, something I hadn't felt in a long time. I don't want to get into my background story. I've been through some rough times before I got here. I still got BB gun pellets lodged in my jowls. Not all humans are kind, but the ones in this place, they certainly are kind. Nursing home's administrator, Marina Robertson, decided to adopt me after my third jailbreak. I think she realized I just keep coming back till she did. And the residents welcomed me like one of their own. I know which rooms have snacks for me. I'm partial to Ritz crackers, and which residents don't mind being woken up at midnight with a wet nose on their forehead. Some keep treats in their baskets. But I'm no freeloader. My friend Jenny, the household coordinator for the residential unit where I live, likes to tell people, I think I have a job. No, Jenny, I don't think I have a job. I know I have one. I do security. No visitor gets in or out without going through me, and I'm not afraid to bark. I also make regular rounds to check on all the residents. I'm excellent at opening doors. I like to be where the people are. What can I say? They're actually changed a few knobs around here because of that. On my rounds, I give everybody attention, but I try to spend more time with people who are feeling poorly. Jenny says it's like I was trained to give comfort to people. It's not training, though. It's just what makes sense to me, because this is my family now, and family looks out for family. The world is unpredictable and life isn't always fair. But my story shows that if you find your people, you'll be okay. So keep looking till you do. Under people, soul survivor. Roger Montoya was once so ill that he nearly gave up. Today, he helps kids learn to live. Mr. Olger Korbut in the 1972 Olympics prompted me to become a gymnast. After an injury in college, I switched to dance. This was circa 1981 in the dawn of MTV, and there was a sudden need for dancers. I wound up in New York City, and things took off from there. For me, the 80s was a time of incredible opportunities. Dancing on Broadway, working with artists like Prince, appearing in films. As a backup, though, there was the AIDS epidemic. For gay men like me and others at risk, the 80s was a decade laced with trauma, fear, and stigma. In the performing arts in LA and New York, I was at ground zero. It turned out I had been infected at 17 before the first AIDS cases in the U.S. had ever been reported. I lost my first partner in 1980 and my second in 1986. By 89, I was with a new partner. We were both severely compromised, and it seemed like it was time to go home, to die. So we packed up and moved back to northern New Mexico, where my mom took care of my partner until we lost him, too. But it wasn't my time to go. And at home, I saw work to do. My hometown was a place of severe poverty and low educational attainment. But in the people, particularly the young people, there was potential. It made me want to cry because I was coming from such an incredible life, and I knew these kids had no idea that such a life was possible. I wanted to share what I learned as a dancer, actor, painter, and gymnast. So I started providing art experiences for kids in the area. In the mid-1990s, the treatment options changed for me when a new class of drugs became available. Moving Arts Espanola, the nonprofit I co-founded with my partner, is an arts-based youth development program. Because kids stay with us for 8, 10, 12 years at a time, we help with career planning, social, emotional wellness, and more. I also co-founded a shelter for those who are unhoused and struggling with addiction. This work is absolutely my reason for living. At one point, I was sure I wouldn't last 2 years. Now, 35 years after I arrived back home, I am still moved by a sense of urgency because every second matters. One message I share is, don't take your life for granted. It'd be over really quickly. You need to make it count. Again, by real people, this is a Motor City icon. Detroit's Bring It Down house DJ, Stacy Hale, shares her crowd-winning wisdom. The light bulb first went off when I was a teenager. I walked into a Detroit disco called the Chessmate, made my way to the DJ booth, and thought, that's what I'm going to do. The sound just blew me away. House music, it's a combination of funk, soul, R&B, jazz, rock, whatever gets you up and moving. As a house DJ in the club, you have two turntables and a mixer to combine different sounds, and it all comes together over a continuous drum beat. What I love most about the house is its positivity. The whole point is to make you feel good, to make you dance and throw your hands up. I was one of the first women to DJ at clubs and the first DJ to play house music on the air in Detroit in the 1980s. If guys ever had a problem with me being the DJ, that was their problem, not mine. People would say, oh, you're good for a girl. I go, what? No, I'm good because of what I deliver. 50 years later, I'm still mixing on internet radio and in clubs and at fundraising events. And I'm on a mission to teach the next generation how to make music. I'm mentoring kids as young as 11 on how to use all this equipment, and they just knock it out. DJ is about reading the room, getting the feel of the place, knowing what's going to get the 60-year-olds up and the 20-year-olds up. You want to know the key? If you play music that women can sing, you've won over the audience. It doesn't matter what kind of music it is, and women don't care whether you dance with us or not. We'll still dance. Guys, they might get in there by default. But if you've got the women dancing, you've got a party and a life is good. Still under real people, inspiring stories of friends and neighbors in their own words. Women in the wild. For Danielle Johnson and Lisa Thompson, hunting means facing a test together. Danielle Johnson of Frankfurt, Colorado, co-owns a big game company. Professional hunter Lisa Thompson, 58, of Littleton, Colorado, works for the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Danielle Johnson, elk are notorious difficult to track. It requires a lot of strategizing as well as physical fitness. You might be out in the backcountry and walking for 16 hours a day. Lisa Thompson, but that's what we love, being out in the wild, challenging ourselves and learning what we're capable of. Danielle, we first met back in 2000 at a large lodge in southern Colorado. It was minus 18 outside. Everyone was wearing face masks. As usual, 99% of the hunters in the lodge were men. Lisa, I looked across the room when she took her hat off and mask off and thought, oh, there's another lady here. So we started talking. Eventually, we went out on a hunt together. That's when we really bonded. It's like we were sisters from another mother. Our husbands, they're also hunters. But when the kids were little, the men would stay home so we could go out together. Hunting has been a male-dominated pursuit for years, and many women don't think it's for them. But we know that an outdoor encounter can change your world. We wanted to help other women have that same experience. We started a nonprofit called Hunting Divas that offers training and guided expeditions for women. We design and lead hunts of all kinds of game, depending upon the season. Danielle, I love to help ladies connect to their unique talents and gifts. They often come to events as strangers and leave as family. Many are overwhelmed by the joy they feel after facing their fears. Our motto is find your wild. To me, that means finding your passion in the outdoors. It could be biking, fishing, hunting, photography. We love getting women out of their everyday lives to find their passion. Switching gears here to your money. How to get in trouble with the IRS, which nobody wants that. Three ways to make your life more difficult, plus two things you shouldn't be anxious about during this year's tax season. As the April 15 tax filing deadline approaches, it's April 17th in Maine and Massachusetts, it's very possible you're getting nervous. After all, it's been widely reported that 2022 legislation granted the IRS nearly $78 billion for goals including of hiring of thousands of new agents and increase its audit rate. No need to worry. Most taxpayers have little risk of being audited. Nor do you need to be worried about IRS agents showing up unannounced on your doorstep asking for money. The agency announced last summer that it was, with few exceptions, ceasing its longtime practice of sending revenue officers to homes and businesses for surprise visits. Still, it's important to avoid mistakes that might trigger a second look from Uncle Sam. Here are a few ways to cause yourself pain this year, plus two issues you shouldn't lose sleep over. Stick with paper. Perhaps the holdovers who still mail in paper returns because you're not comfortable using tax software or you simply feel it's safer. It's time to move online, as have more than 9 out of 10 taxpayers. Filing electronically is much more secure and accurate, and it's pretty easy to do using tax software, says Robert Nassau, professor at Syracuse University College of Law and director of the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic. Mailing in your paper return means slower processing by the IRS, and you'd have to wait longer for any refund. Another way to beef up your security is to enroll in the IRS Identity Protection PIN program. This will prevent someone else from filing a return in your name. Even if you have Social Security or individual taxpayer identification numbers, since they would also need your PIN to pretend they were you. Get careless about your tax forms. The employers and financial institutions that send your tax forms send that same information to the IRS, of course. If IRS computers find that the numbers on your return don't match the ones they receive, that could trigger an audit letter. It's crucial to be sure you have all your essential tax paperwork, since it's easy to miss something, says Barbara Camellia, a financial planner in Ohio. That includes such forms as W-2s from your employer, if you're still working, your SSS 1099, if you receive Social Security benefits, and other 1099s reporting interest or dividends, freelance work, proceeds from sales, or retirement account distributions. You should have received these forms by now. The deadline for employees to send W-2s, that's January 31st, and the last of the 1099s were due out February 15th. So look through any mail that has piled up. It's possible you've agreed to receive tax forms electronically from your bank or other financial institutions. So log on to those accounts. If you seem to be missing documents, you're responsible. Learn RMD slide. Required minimum distributions, RMDs, are the least amounts of money you must withdraw from your traditional IRA's account each year once you reach a certain age. If you were born in 1950 or earlier but failed to take an RMD during 2023, act fast. Contact your plan custodian. Take RMD from the prior year. File Form 5329 with the IRS and include a letter explaining why you didn't take the RMD by December 31st. By fixing your mistake before the IRS catches it, it should avoid a 25% penalty tax on the amount you were supposed to withdraw, though you may have to pay a 10% penalty instead. Whatever your age, it's not too early to strategize your RMDs for 2024 and beyond. If you're turning 73 this year, 2024 is the first year you'll have to take RMDs. One exception, if you're still employed and you don't have to take one from your current workplace plan. You have until April 1st, 2025 to take this first RMD. Again, that's a required minimum distribution. By taking your 2024 and 2025 RMDs in the same calendar year might mean higher taxes or Medicare premiums. So think about taking the first RMD this year. Are you not turning 73 this year? Consider making withdrawals, also known as distributions, even though you don't have to. Pulling out now will cut the size of your RMDs once you must take them, and that might prevent your RMDs from bumping up your tax bracket, raising your Medicare premiums, and increasing the taxes on your Social Security benefits. If you're 70 and one half years or older, another tactic for reducing your RMDs and your tax bill is to make a qualified charitable distribution, QCD, directly from your IRA account to a charity. For those 73 and older, the QCD will not count towards your RMD, though you won't be able to claim a deduction for the donation. You won't be taxed on the distribution either. But worry less. Although the IRS is stepping up its audit rate, the exams are mainly aimed at taxpayers making $400,000 or more. The average taxpayer is not a focus of the audits. And IRS data shows for taxpayers earning between $50,000 and $200,000, audit rates in 2022 were just 0.2% or 2 people out of 1,000. By contrast, the rate climbed to 1.3, whose earnings were $1 million to $5 million, 8.7% of people with incomes of higher than $10 million. AARP Foundation Tax Aid is just one of the many free and low-cost tax-saving resources. If your adjusted gross income is $73,000 or less, you can file your federal taxes for free via the IRS Free File Program, a partnership of the agency and certain tax prep companies. Go to IRS/freefile to find out if you qualify and to get started. Separately, the IRS this year is piloting its homegrown free direct file program for taxpayers file simple returns in 12 states. Visit Direct File IRS. People with disabilities, moderate income, or limited English can get their returns prepared free by IRS-certified volunteers. To find locations, go to irs.treasury.gov/free-tax-prep. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Jeff Watson. I've been reading from the AARP Bulletin. So long until next time.